21st of October, Srinagar on the houseboats, with Jonathan and Sarah.
It seems to me that the language of the suttas explains dhammas in conventional terms.
And in different manners, yes. Very, very deep too.
Very deep, very deep.
Because for the Abhidhamma, there are how many jitas and jetasika and pasya. But the way it explains in sutta is much more different to make us understand. For example, the khanda and the ayatana are in also sutta too. Assumes. Different way to explain. Yeah.
The suttas seem to assume a lot of knowledge of what
right,
is in the Abhidhamma.
Right, because those who listen could understand,
right.
See?
Right. But people nowadays don't accept that, and they can't see that. They think the suttas are just simple description of things. And
is so Dhamma now simple?
No, not.
They think that sutta is simple.
Yes. Dhammapada, for example, extremely difficult to talking about the self doing this and that.
I think that just one line or one sentence of Dhammapada or sutta,
yes.
One needs knowledge,
yes.
And real understanding of reality,
yes.
In order to understand how deep it is.
Yes.
For example, everything is Dhamma. What
right.
is real
yes.
is Dhamma.
Yes.
That is what in Tipitaka, but what about now?
Right.
See?
Right.
Is this moment of seeing Dhamma?
Yes.
Is visible
yes.
object a Dhamma?
Yes.
See?
Yes.
And they are satisfied just by knowing two words or two things. Seeing is Nama and visible object is Nama. That's all for them.
Yes.
But actually it's not all.
Right.
Until it becomes one's own understanding. So they just want to know many, many things, but not now.
Well, I think even seeing is Nama, visible object is Rupa. For some people that is detail that is unnecessary. They don't even think that is necessary because the suttas don't say seeing is Nama, visible object is Rupa. Some will and some do understand, and those who are capable of understanding get a lot of benefit from
right.
the discussion.
For example, visible object is just visible object.
Yes.
What level of vipassanayana is there?
Right. Yes.
Before having such detachment from it by developing understanding until it appears as it is, and it takes time to have detachment from whatever appears as just a moment.
Right. So what level of vipassanayana is that?
It grows because you see that it depends on the development of sankhara khanda.
Yes.
And it brings little by little of such understanding
right.
until vipassanayana of each level becomes, it happen.
Mm.
And so that is not enough because we have heard from Tipitaka about vipassanayana and three parinyana. See, many vipassanayanas, but why only three parinyana? So just one parinyana includes more. Not just one vipassanayana.
Mm.
So it takes the whole period of developing understanding until one becomes detached. So it's not just like by knowing or experiencing nama and rupa that is enough. Never enough
Never
yet.
Enough.
Because what about this moment? It has to develop until that person has very strong and firm understanding of it as it's the characteristic of nama anytime.
Yes.
Because once they know what nama appear to them, as they penetrated that characteristic, that's not enough because that is only once it's accumulate on and on and on until more understanding with panya. That's why the development of understanding has to grow with detachment all the time because the detachment conditions samsara. And one begins to know how great attachment covers up or hinder the understanding. It does not let anyone go out of its claw.
Right.
See,
right.
Just cover all the time. Even just those who think that they understand the teachings, Lopa does not let them go at all, out of their power, out of its power, the Lopa. So one knows that the wrong practice and the right development, even just a little, that person gets away from Lopa, very little.
Lopa is our constant companion.
All the time, yes. Unknowingly, yes. Different faces, like wanting to have kusala.
This was the topic in Sawati. I was listening to, there was some discussion about developing sati naturally, and this is what had most impact for Azita on the trip, not trying to do or trying to have sati. And also John asked some questions about right effort, and he mentioned the examples of bumping into someone or something or making an effort. So understanding effort as anatta or virya chetasika that arises all the time. So
each moment are dhammas, but no one knows, so they think that they themselves doing something. Yeah. So it hinders. Yeah.
And dhammas is all there is,
yeah,
in the ultimate sense. But that is not known or seen.
Even right now, it has to be as natural, as simple as right. It appears, as it appears.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, it's the naturalness that is,
because,
is the elusive,
yeah,
factor.
Because no one has conditioned it.
Yes.
But it's conditioned, so it appears without any understanding until awareness arises.
And people think it sounds very discouraging or depressing when they hear all dhammas are conditioned and anatta, but actually it's like a big burden lifted, because one can just live so easily and doesn't need to be afraid of akusala.
One can see that that is because of not understanding,
right.
See? When it's understanding, it has to be gradually arise and keeps in citta as conditions.
Just getting back to this thing about awareness arising naturally, that of course means that it cannot be made to arise. But in order to accept that it arises naturally, one has to accept that it's not going to arise very often.
It's not like speculation whether it will arise often or not often at all, but it's the moment of knowing, the moment when awareness arises. This is the most important thing, and it's not as difficult as people read and thought it has to be such moment with great conditions for its arising. It's so natural, like,
yes,
for example, there are touchings many times a day,
right,
without awareness.
Yes.
So after the process of touching, after kaya vinyana experiences the object, and Pavanka and Manodvara has the same object, usually the other moments experience with thinking,
right,
and remembering what that object is. So whenever awareness arises, it is just like when the kaya vinyana is now experiencing hardness. Instead of thinking or not being mindful or aware, awareness just there.
Yes.
Follow the same process.
Yes.
So the same object,
yes,
as natural,
right,
with detachment.
Right.
But right understanding begins to understand the natural awareness.
Right.
It's so natural.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then lots of thinking follow. It doesn't matter at all, because Panya at that level can know just that level. So one knows the sati develops, not the I who's trying,
right,
to develop it.
And again, it doesn't matter how frequently or rarely.
No, no. Otherwise, Lopa comes in again.
In
so There must be the understanding of Lopa coming in.
Yes.
Otherwise, we give chance to Lopa. There are conditions for Lopa again and again and again.
And there must be patience.
So much
patience. Mm-hmm.
That's why in Uvadapatimokkha, do you remember?
Yes.
Kanti
is
taba. Yang Ying is the great taba.
Right.
Yeah. Because no one can eradicate wrong understanding and avijja. No one can do anything, only the development of panya with the natural sati, so that lopa cannot come in.
And that includes all hopes and expectations about progress. On the path.
But no one can stop thinking or wishing.
No.
So it's go against the current of the idea all the time. But right understanding can develop. Yeah. And one does know how much it is developed. It's like holding the knife handle. Yes. We don't know how much is worn away. But since there is awareness and right understanding, that's the way.
Does the knife handle simile mean, however, that over a period of time, it can become apparent that
one day
has been developed?
Yeah. Another sutta is about the boat or the ship,
yes,
that one leave it in the sun and rain,
yes,
until it's worn.
Yes.
Away.
Right.
Exactly the same like all kilesa.
Yes.
Without the panya, how can it go away?
Yeah.
So it's not the matter of the self at all.
Yeah.
It's the matter of understanding reality, and sati and panya develops. No one who is developing it. So one begins to know the function of sati whenever it arises. It's there. It's performing its function. At any time, who knows?
Right.
Yeah.
And it does arise and perform its function even without one being aware of it, as it were, because...
Yeah. But since it arises and falls away so fast, the condition for the thinking come more often. Yeah. But right understanding can understand, but it takes time.
It takes time.
Yeah. By knowing that it has to go along with detachment.
Yes.
To know that,
that
it's wrong.
Key, it
is silapata pramasa.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And that detachment is only going to be there.
As long
the idea of progress and self and wanting and doing is absent.
Mm-hmm.
It's neither doing nor is it doing nothing.
Right. May pak may pian.
Yeah. What does that word pian mean?
Over effort or over, something?
Over exertion.
Exertion?
Exertion.
We can see that even the wrong word can bring understanding if you know what that word means, even
right.
It's not the correct sound or pronunciation.
There's so much idea of if only one knew more Pali or one understood the Pali better, then there would be more understanding.
Of the word.
Right. Because even those in the time of the Buddha, whose language the Buddha was speaking, they still need to have right view and right understanding.
Right.
Because I think all words have a special meaning in the teaching, different from what they would have had in ordinary everyday speech.
Even in Thai language, even the word Dhamma means everything which is real. Nobody can understand that.
Right, right.
They don't know what is meant by real.
Real.
So even the people in the Buddha's time,
right,
if they couldn't understand what Buddha taught, they just had their own idea about the word.
Yes. Okay. We have so many ideas of things that we think would be helpful for development of understanding. But when it comes down to it, it's just right view that's helpful for development of understanding, more understanding.
Mm. And it's such a waste of time trying to do anything with the self.
Right.
So tired.
Yes.
Get nothing. Only wrong understanding.
That's
and
right.
More lopa.
That's right.
It's quite opposite to the way lopa is. Wanting all the time. Inducing to other way.
it does arise from time to time, if not often, but it doesn't matter. It's there.
Even for years,
yes.
No matter at all. Yeah. Because it's like testing one's firm understanding.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
That's right. And if one has the confidence that it's just the natural arising of awareness, mm-hmm. that
yes.
is what matters. Then.
Even a moment, a few moments, it's much better than trying so hard to have it.
Yes.
Yeah. Because one can see how it's conditioned without thinking or hoping or wishing. Leave it to its function, not I function or my function.
Leave it to conditions. It can be left to conditions. That's the only thing it can be left to, really.
Mm-hmm. Sati, if you say something like this, but I really don't mean that, sati would like to arise, but there is hindrance all the time by lopa. So how can sati arise? Even it would like to arise so much,
right.
But it's not true. It's just wanting you to see that if there is lopa, it's impossible. Even sati try so hard to arise, it cannot arise.
At lunchtime, I was having a chat with one of our Thai friends, and he said that, oh, it's so difficult because the cheetahs rise and fall away so fast, so almost impossible to be aware of them. And I said, well, this is thinking about cheetahs, because when there's awareness of a characteristic, when there's awareness of seeing a visible object, no idea of how fast they arise and fall away, or how difficult it is, or no idea of trying to catch them. But I think we always put some obstacles in the way.
They should realize that citta does not fall away for them yet as fast. So why do they think like that?
Because they've read this.
So there should be the development until citta appears like that.
Right. We've read, oh, cheetahs arise and pass away so fast, so therefore it must be almost impossible to have awareness, and therefore one can't catch it or something like this, but it's just from something one's read rather than...
Yeah. And that person do not think about understanding moment with sati. So sati cannot arise and cannot perform the function of sati at all. So it's very natural way, even from hearing, considering. And one has to go developing panya, so much more than just hearing the right path. It's the way one really walk.
Yes.
Now we just learn the map or know how to walk.
Well, I think it's a matter, of course, of understanding the importance of it, but rather than trying to make it more significant in our life, because that again is can be self coming in, but one understands that there is nothing else of any value in life apart from developing understanding.
I think that some people think that they have to speak out how much they are confident
yes.
in the teachings, but that's only the word.
Right.
But the way one live, the way one follow the teachings, one doesn't have to say, ah, oh, that today I will be that or
right.
I,
right.
something like that.
Yes.
And some people would say that, oh, today I have more awareness. Not at all. It's not a matter of saying with the self.
Right.
Yeah.
And it doesn't matter at all. It doesn't matter how much.
It's very personal. Yeah.
To me, it doesn't matter if people think I have good understanding or not. I think that one just lives one's life and keeps standing as one goes along.
And that person doesn't realize that that is moment of mana.
Mm.
How can it be kusala? Mm.
Different background today.
Yeah.
The sound of the mosque.
Mm-hmm. Reminding the Islamic to pray.
Yes. And we don't know how much time is left in this lifetime.
Right.
Be mm-hmm. very short. So no point in having any ideas about any particular attainments in life, particular
but, yeah.
progress or anything.
Or being the expert.
Or being the expert.
Just develop understanding, which is opposite of attachment.
Yes.
That's all.